Welcome to the day. 7 past 6. Couple of questions. Was it a hollow victory? Was it a victory at all? The government made much yesterday, of course, of the latest police graduation. The Prime Minister was there. Prime Minister isn't normally there, but when there's an election to be fought and some headlines to be gained, Hipkins couldn't miss it. The 1,800 police have become famous or infamous. Was it 1,800 new recruits? Was it a net 1,800 gain? Was it a promise made for 3 years or the almost six it took to deliver? Most importantly of all, does it solve the issue? And on that, it's an indisputable no. Train spotters might remember, in fact, it was a New Zealand first idea as part of the 2017 coalition. And one could ask whether Labor, if in government alone then, and given their now disastrous approach to crime, i.e. soft on it, would they have ever been or even entered into any sort of recruitment drive at all? They, 6 years on, though, find themselves between a rock and a hard place, don't you think? Crime and its rampant nature is this election's number two issue. Even if they try and blame the world and wars and COVID for the cost of living crisis, which is our number one issue, they can't hide from the crime mess they've engineered. Mind you, it's not like they haven't tried from the top down. Crime has been their Achilles heel. The way they treated the portfolio, for goodness sake, Poto Williams and Andrew Costa, a hopelessly idealistic dabble in kumbaya by our most famous hand-wringer, Jacinda Ardern, to the Nash chaos, to Hipkins stepping in through lack of talent, to Ginny Anderson being promoted a mile beyond her skill set. All the while, their great fallback as the crime stats exploded was 1,800 more police, 1,800 more police. It became a mantra, a desperate one-liner of hope that just maybe when this magic number was reached, things would be okay. Well, they're not, or anywhere close. It's a classic example of a promise made but delivered way too late, and indeed when it was delivered, it turned out not to be what they thought it would be. Does it help? I mean, I'm sure it does. Any increase helps. But is it a success? Has it addressed the issue they set out to address? Not even close.